The plan to make UW-Madison a separate, autonomous institution has support from the governor and from Chancellor Biddy Martin, but some students are worried it will lead to a steep rise in tuition. Steve Horn, a senior from Kenosha, says he's not convinced by promises from Chancellor Martin that the university will find financial aid to protect low- and middle-income students from tuition hikes.
I don't buy it. I think even if she says she's going to work really hard, the reality is that at a place like University of California, Berkeley, they had a similar budget crisis a couple of years ago, and their tuition one spiked up by about over 30%, I think 32-33%.
Faculty at today's meeting expressed guarded optimism about the flexibility a so-called public authority status would give the university in managing its budget. They support the plan as long as no changes are made to current employee rights, tenure, and the ability for faculty to help run the university. Some regents voiced concern about the balkanization of the UW system and a loss of prestige for other campuses if the flagship campus splits off. But Chancellor Martin says in the face of the projected 15% cut in state funding, it's the only way Madison can maintain its status as a world-class university.
The hand we're dealt has no money in it. And so we must become more self-reliant. But we can only rely on our own resources and maximize them if we can cut through layers of red tape.
But until Governor Walker releases his budget next week, it's not clear just how Madison will separate itself from the UW system and what it will mean for the other campuses. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.